Teddy grinned. "Some people might say so," he said. He reached into his cloak and pulled out a book. The cover showed a drawing of a man wearing a purple cloak and floppy blue cap. He had a long nose, bright kind eyes, with heavy eyebrows, and a flowing beard. The title said, Leonardo da Vinci.
"Leonardo da Vinci," said Jack. "Are you kidding?"
"I've heard of him," said Annie.
"Who hasn't?" said Jack. "He was an incredible genius."
"This biography of Leonardo will help you on your mission," said Teddy.
"And so will this rhyme from Morgan," said Kathleen.
She pulled a small piece of parchment paper from her cloak and gave it to Annie. Annie read the words on the paper aloud.
"To Jack and Annie of Frog Creek. Though the question is quite simple, simple answers might be wrong. If you want to know the right one, help the genius all day long. Morning, noon, and afternoon, till the night bird sings its song."
"So, to find the secret of happiness, we need to spend the whole day helping Leonardo da Vinci," said Jack.
"Yes," said Kathleen. Teddy nodded.
"I wish you could come too," said Annie.
"And help us," said Jack.
"Never fear," said Kathleen. "You will have the help of the great genius and the wand of Dianthus."
"Oh," Annie said to Jack. "Did you bring our wand?"
"Of course," said Jack. "I always carry it with me for safekeeping."
He reached into his backpack and pulled out a gleaming silver wand.
"The wand of Dianthus," Teddy said in a hushed voice.
The wand looked like the horn of a unicorn. It burned in Jack's hand, with cold or warmth he couldn't tell which. He carefully put the wand back into his pack.
"Remember the three rules of the wand?" said Kathleen.
"Sure," said Annie. "You can only use it for the good of others. You can only use it after you've tried your hardest. And you can only use it with a command of 5 words.
"Excellent," said Kathleen.
"Thanks," said Annie. "Ready?"
she asked Jack.
Jack nodded. "Bye, Teddy. Bye, Kathleen."
"Goodbye," said Teddy.
"And good luck," said Kathleen.
Jack pointed at the cover of the book.
"I wish we could go to Leonardo da Vinci."
In the distance, the school bell started to ring, letting kids know that school would start in 10 minutes. But in the Frog Creek woods, the wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still.